game, and things can happen like that.
Being in the huddle with Rudock every single play, what have you seen from him, and how much has he advanced since that first game?
Oh, he's done a great job. He's really calm, cool, and collected. Really, he doesn't get too high, too low, and he just says, "Let's go, guys. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep pushing." And good things will happen. And he's a smart quarterback too, and I love blocking for him.
Did you get nervous at all whenever he scrambles outside the pocket?
No, he gets up, he gets hit, he gets up, gets the ball, and let's go. Let's go for the next play.
Surprised as well as he scrambled.
He's quick too. Yeah, I knew he was quick from the summer workouts and everything, and yeah, he's not afraid of any contact either.
What's his challenge like for you now? You're playing defense that statistically is the best defense in the country,
right,
against both the run and the pass, but the run is what you.
Right.
You got a pass, block, and run. Just the challenge you're facing.
It's a big challenge. Like I said, they're a big physical unit, and we're looking forward to that, and that's Big Ten football right there.
But do you think last week, if similar challenge, Minnesota had done statistically a really good job, and you guys really beat them physically at the point of attack. Is it going to take at least to neutralize them at that point of attack?
We're just going to come out here and try to be the most physical unit on the field, and play the full 60, and things will happen.
When you hear that they're number one against the run, they're number one against the passing, number one in total defense, do your eyes kind of light up just thinking you're excited about that challenge? Or is it one of those things where you initially hear that and you're thinking, whoa?
No, you're excited to go up against the best of the best, in the country. And really, we're just kind of, like I said, we're going to come in here and start preparing today and, all the way through Saturday and then come out and play on Saturday.
What would you say has made you guys, and I'm referring to the entire line here, made you more confident as you've been going through these last few weeks and put together this winning streak that you're currently on?
I mean, I think the preparation that we've had, last week we had a good week of preparation, two good practices, and then Thursday, our shelves day, it was more of a thinking game, just technique standpoint and all that. And I think we had a good day with that, and just coming in here and watching film with each other, helping each other, showing what you can do and everything. But I think we've stepped in the right direction, but we got a long ways to go.
Is this a week where maybe you end up using more of a hurry up here offensively? I ask because I know 2 years ago when you played them here at Kinnick Stadium, you did, and there were some things with them, and then also last week it seemed like you were kind of more slow and methodical against Minnesota.
I guess we'll find out today when the coach. We're in meetings today, so I'm not sure.
What does it mean to you that the coaches, put that confidence in you to run left so often in the second half of that game last Saturday?
They're going to call the play, with the looks that they give us, and we got to do our job up front as one a unit, and because if I don't get my job done, then the backside does, he's going to cut it back. It's just where the defense splits and all that, and we're just going to continue to play as a unit and just keep improving.
Was Minnesota a good preparation team to play prior to playing Michigan State? They're really big up front too, a lot like Michigan State. The game on Saturday is going to transpire a lot like it did last Saturday. Is it, good to get a win like that over a team like Minnesota going into the Michigan State game?
I mean, it's anytime you can get a win, it's a good win, especially in the, your first one in the Big Ten for the year, and it's a step in the right direction, but we got a long ways to go.